Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Tatva Chintan Pharmachem Limited Quarter 3 and 9 months FY23 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star and then 0 on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sanjesh Jain from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks, Darwin. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining on for Tatva Chintan Pharmachem Limited Q3 and 9 months FY23 results conference call. We have Tatva Chintan management on the call, represented by Mr. Chintan Shah, MD, Mr. Ashok Bothra, CFO. I would like to invite Mr. Dinesh Odani, AGM Finance, to initiate with the opening remarks, post which we will have a Q&A session. Over to you, Dinesh Ji. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Sanjesh Ji. Good evening, everyone. Please note that a copy of our disclosures is available on the investor section of our website as well as the stock exchanges. Please do note that anything said on this call which reflects our outlook towards the future or which could be construed as a forward-looking statement must be reviewed in conjunction with the risk that the company faces in terms of uncertainty. With that, I would like to hand over the floor to our MD, Mr. Chintan Shah, for his initial comment. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Dinesh Ji. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of the management of Tatva Chintan Pharmachem Limited, I welcome you all to the Q3 9 months FY23 earnings call of Tatva Chintan Pharmachem Limited. Wishing you all a very happy, healthy and prosperous 2023. I believe you got a chance to go through the investor presentation uploaded on the stock exchanges as well as the company's website. To start with, I would like to brief you with the financial numbers. During this quarter, the company reported a revenue from operations of rupees 1,206 million, a growth of 15% year-on-year and 34% Q-on-Q respectively. As anticipated, improved uptake in SDA segment is reflected in numbers of this quarter. EBITDA during this quarter was at 179 million, a decline of 25% year-on-year and a growth of 60% Q-on-Q respectively. EBITDA includes Forex gain of 0.7 million, so the operational EBITDA during the current quarter is 178.43 million, which translates into EBITDA margin of 14.79%. Net profit after tax was 116 million, a decline of 49% year-on-year and a growth of 63% quarter-on-quarter basis. There have been few positives for the business this quarter, like a marginal decline in power and fuel costs and a significant drop in shipping costs beginning mid-November. Also, since December, the solvent prices have started to rationalize, though the price of basic chemicals and commodities still continue to remain very high. We have witnessed rampant currency fluctuations across various geographies this quarter, particularly adverse movements in euro and yen. Keeping in mind our long-term partnerships and associations with select key customers belonging to these geographies, we opted to support them during these adverse times and try to return their favors from the past. In certain cases, we marginally reduced the prices and in few cases opted not to ask for price increase and absorb certain increased cost ourselves. During the quarter, the inventory at consolidated levels have come down from 2,030 to 1,762 million. Now let us talk about each product categories and the key developments that took place during this quarter. PTCs have registered revenue of 325 million in this quarter and 9 months revenue of 1,054 million, contributing 35% of the revenue and a growth of 55% year-on-year basis during 9 months FY23. Demand from BTCs from various user industries continue to remain robust. Major supplies of BTCs are in overseas market. Electrolyte salts have registered revenue of 41 million in this quarter and 9 months revenue of 156 million, contributing 5% of the revenue and a growth of 357% year-on-year basis during 9 months. As informed earlier, the offtake from one of our large customers is on hold as they are working on debottlenecking their productivity, and we expect them to resume their offtake from the end of June 23. We have supplied multiple electrolyte salts samples for approval to a new global potential customer and are awaiting for their approval. During the quarter, we have some significant achievements in this area of electrolytes. We successfully got our first approval for high purity electrolyte solutions from R&D scale. In current month, that is January 23, we have shipped the first small scale trial order from our pilot plant, successfully meeting the most stringent quality requirements. We anticipate getting a formal approval followed by a plant scale trial order to be executed in June 2023. We have received yet another customer's request for supply of electrolyte solutions. We shall be sending out R&D scale samples in February 23. With increasing demands for supercapacitors and energy storage systems, we are confident to deliver exponential growth in this segment over coming next 3 years. Pharma and agro intermediates and specialty chemicals have registered a revenue of 264 million during the quarter and 9 months revenue of 1036 million, contributing 35% of the revenue and a growth of 36% year-on-year basis during 9 months. In monoclimb, the final inspection of the pilot stage equipment for continuous flow chemistry is finally under process, and we expect to receive the equipment by first week of February. Post installation, we will be able to finally start the most much awaited trials. As discussed earlier, for our second product on continuous flow basis, we have received the quality approval from our small scale plant trial material. Now we have been requested by the customer for a full plant scale trial material. This has happened much faster than we anticipated. We plan to supply the plant scale trial material by the end of August 2023. Post successful trials, we strongly expect a very interesting opportunity to begin commercial supplies post April 2024. Regarding a new product in the application area of metal extraction, the production has commenced for commercial supplies and we expect the first shipment to happen in February 2023. As informed during my last call about the successful completion of development of our third product on continuous flow basis, which is the key base raw material for multiple agrochemical intermediates, I am pleased to inform you that we have been allotted two projects to work on downstream agrochemical intermediates. The work on these molecules have already been initiated in our R&D. Our team has a remarkable success in development of our fourth product on continuous flow basis. The development is nearing completion. We have undertaken development of two new products on continuous flow basis recently. By demonstrating our capabilities to run specialized chemistries, we are seeing a consistent rise in the confidence and comfort of large customers to work with our company. We are very confident about the strong growth in this product category over the coming years. SDAs have registered revenue of 571 million during this quarter and 9 months revenue of 728 million, contributing 24% of the revenue and a decline of 61% year-on-year during 9 months FY23. As previously guided, the sale of SDA has seen an uptick in this quarter with demands coming from few customers. The overall demand in the market is not back to normal levels yet. We expect the demand of SDAs to remain at nearly similar levels for the next two quarters, as China boundaries have finally opened up with curtailment of government zero COVID policy. The market expects the commercial vehicle sales in China to rebound, leading to growth in SDAs demand from late Q2 FY24. During the quarter, we successfully supplied plant-scale trial material for new SDA to a new customer, about which I had mentioned in my last call. Now, we have been offered an opportunity to supply the second SDA on a plant-scale trial, which shall be executed during Q4 FY23. We expect the approvals for both the SDAs by September 23. We are confident that the volumes in SDAs will rebound strongly from July onwards, and we remain optimistic about increasing volumes over the coming years. Regarding flame retardants, after successful completion of plant trials, we are under process of approval with various customers. We have received formal approval from two customers and are awaiting approvals from few others. We are awaiting plant-scale trial orders and expect to receive them by the end of this month. This will get us going commercially and eventually scale up the volumes from Q1 2024. The key watch areas would remain how the European energy crisis rolls out over the next few months and how the demand revival for heavy-duty commercial vehicles pans out. Also, with the China economy opening up, it would be important to observe how quickly their business rebounds. Looking at the challenging global macroeconomic factors, it seems that business would be under demand and pressure, the demand and price pressure over the next 3 to 6 months' time. Your company is working relentlessly in optimizing the processes, working closely with key customers to enhance mutual benefits and creating a path for strong growth ahead. Despite of the challenging times, we expect flattish growth for next two quarters and are confident to deliver a decent growth for the next financial year. As guided earlier, this financial year has been a tough year. Despite that, we expect to close FY23 with a revenue in excess of 400 crores, though with subdued profitability as compared to FY22 due to the known global economic factors. We are happy to inform that the CAPEX at our Dahej acetate plant is completed and trial runs are underway. Please note that nearly 93% of the IPO funds have been utilized so far. The expansion of R&D facility at Vadodara is on finishing stage. Nearing completion R&D projects having promising business potentials, dedicated infrastructure would be required to produce them commercially. Over the next few quarters, we might be looking to raise fresh capital for expansion at the new greenfield land. The environmental clearance of the same is expected to be in place over the next couple of months. It would take at least 24 to 27 months to execute a greenfield project. We will begin the execution at a correct time. We commit ourselves to scale up the already approved or developed products at a fast pace to turn them into profitable revenue. We shall continue to work hard in developing new products using latest technology to ensure that we continuously provide high purity products and innovative solutions to our customers. With this, I conclude my remarks and hand over the call to our CFO, Mr. Ashok Bothra, for taking you through the financial numbers.
Thank you, sir, and good evening, everyone. I shall summarize the financial highlight for the quarter. Revenue from operation was at 1206 million versus 1047 million in Q3 FY22. That is an increase of 15% on YOY basis, largely due to recovery in the uptake of SDA. Other income declined by 67% during Q3 FY23, mainly due to reduction in interest income on FDs. Additionally, there was a gain of 28 million due to foreign currency translation during Q3 FY22. Which led to increase in other income in that quarter. EBITDA was at 179 million versus 239 million in Q3 FY 2022. That is decline of 25% on YoY basis. EBITDA margin was at 15% versus 23% in Q3 FY 2022. The margins have been largely impacted due to change in product mix coupled with other factors which our MD sir has just, you know, said. PAT was 116 million versus 228 million in Q3 FY 2022, decline of 49% on YoY basis. The impact is on account of higher finance cost due to higher inflation of working capital and higher interest rates. Also due to higher tax on account of end of 100% tax holiday on our Dahej facility. Now our Dahej SEZ facility is eligible for 50% tax exemption starting from Q1 FY 2023 for a period of 5 years against earlier 100% exemption. PAT margin was at 10% versus 22% in Q3 FY 2022. During 9 months FY 2023, exports stood at 295 million, contributing around 71% of the revenue. Out of our net IPO proceeds of 272 million, 1,927 million have been utilized. That is 93% of the funds have been utilized as on 31st December 2022. That concludes an update on the financial highlights of Tasva Jindal during the quarter and 9 months. We shall now open the floor for question and answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Nikhil Rungta from Nippon India Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Three questions from my side. First is to start on the revenue side. You indicated that since China is opening up, we might see good demand from for SEZ, 2-3 quarters down the line. Earlier we had indicated that SEZ demand to start post Q3 FY 2023 itself. Why delay of 2-3 quarters more? Further, China is now opening up, wouldn't few of our customer who were not importing from us have started import?
Okay. Good evening, Nikhil bhai. As indicated, see the uptick in demand of SDA is already visible. We have a decent sales of SDA happening in the last quarter, and we expect similar kind of performance even in the next two quarters as well. The issue is that we have one of our very large customers from the China geography, and they are still struggling with the demand and piled up inventory because of long shutdowns and very large drop in heavy-duty vehicle sales in China, which has impacted their sales. They are still sitting on inventory, and as indicated by them, we are expecting them to resume their procurements from May. We anticipate from May or June onwards, we will have their strong sales also coming back. Rest of the customers are definitely coming back online as it was anticipated and going strong now. I don't anticipate, except for the China customer, most of the customers are now falling back on track and the demand is getting stronger. This Chinese customer, we expect to resume sourcing from May of 2023.
Okay. Okay. Sir, coming to the margin side, you indicated few of the pointers that we have absorbed few of the costs and not passed on to the customers. By when do you think we would be in a position to start reporting our normalized margins?
Yeah. See, let me explain exactly what has happened. As you are aware, we were sitting on quite a piled up inventory on the SDA side, in terms of not only finished goods, but also it's a multi-stage chemistry, so there are inventories lying at various stages in production. With the finished good inventory, we had no issue because the price has not been reduced or dropped for the selling price is concerned. When it came to converting the in-process materials to finished goods,
That is where the higher solvent price and the commodities price definitely hurt us. And there was no significant reason actually going back to the customer for asking for a price rise for, you know, solvents or commodity chemicals kind of stuff. So we had to absorb those costs ourselves. We are sitting on this inventory even, which should probably last till this quarter, the current quarter, the running quarter. And post that, you know, now again the solvent prices, everything is falling back in line. And commodity prices also we are expecting to fall back in line. So with this, by except for this, the next quarter, I mean the quarter Q4, we also expect similar kind of margins, maybe slightly increased margins than what we have reflected in this quarter, but more or less in the similar lines. But from April onwards, we expect to come back to our normal territory. Once we have consumed our old inventories, then we are again back to zone one. Okay. Also, a lot of our phase transfer catalysts and also, you know, the what's required for the SBAs, these are bromine-based products. And there was a very rampant movement on bromine prices during this quarter. So until early November, the prices were pretty much stable. And then the prices shot up very sharply by nearly 25%, just in a span of 6-7 days. So which was beyond our control. And it was a very short time to ask for any kind of a price corrections with the customer. So that is where also we had, because a lot of our revenues come out of bromine-based products. So that is where also which hurt our margins during this current quarter. But I think we will overcome this, particularly for the phase transfer catalyst, we'll definitely overcome this issue. But SDS, we will require one full quarter because we are sitting on inventory, piled up inventory of intermediate stages, which we need to convert to finished products. So there we still continue to have some impact on profitability.
Okay. So coming on to the revenue side, you indicated this year we might close at approximately 400 crores of revenue. So if I have to look at 3 years target for the revenue, what type of revenue are we expecting, say, in FY25-26? And in that, with the share of electrolyte solutions increasing, what could be the share of electrolyte in that FY25-26 compared to 5% now?
So we are basically targeting by 25-26 with, see, basically, as I told you, we have 4 projects on continuous flow basis which are on floor now. So out of them, 2 are getting into commercialization. One is monoclime and one is the agro intermediate which we have recently got approval. We have necessary infrastructure and space at our existing plant to execute both of these projects. Then probably we will start running short on executing any kind of future projects. And with the existing infrastructure, flame retardants, these 2 continuous flow products going on stream, we expect to fully consume our capacities by 25-26. So I would estimate a revenue in a zone of about 800, upward of 800 crores to 850 crores by 25-26.
Got it, sir. So these were the key things from my side. Just one pointer from my side. I mean, you indicated that trial runs have started in our Dahej facility. By when the commercial production will start?
By 1st of February. That is what is the target date.
Perfect, perfect, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you so much and all the best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sanjesh Jain from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon. Thanks for
taking
my question. A couple of questions from my side.
So slightly loudly, please.
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, better.
Yeah. First on the SDA part of it, are there any price correction in the SDA which we have taken, or the end prices are stable as we speak now? That's number one.
So far, all the end prices are still very much stable. And we are also working on, see, basically these are lengthy chemistries. So we are working on some backward integration so that, you know, we can also optimize our margins further, as well as pass on part of those benefits to the customer and optimize their cost as well. So these are some of very good backward integration projects that we have completed on R&D scale and which we intend to start, we have completed plant scale trials as well for this, and we have submitted samples to our final customers for SDAs. We are awaiting their approval. Probably it might take 3 or 4 months to get those approvals. It's a really time-consuming affair to get these approvals in place. But once we have these approvals, we might even see slightly upward movement in terms of margin to the SPS going probably 5 to 6 months down the line.
Fair enough. And second, we are almost into 23, nearing to 24. How is the traction on the Euro 7 norms, and are we working anything on that? That's number one. Number two, China was supposed to adopt China 6 emission B norm. Should these two even drive the higher SDA volume growth over next 2 years?
Yes. See, recently during my speech, I mentioned about getting an opportunity into approval of a second SDA, which we expect we are going to supply this a commercial lot, a full container lot in this month, and we expect to have this, if we are going through with the approval, then this approval should be in place in September of 23, and this is particularly for the Euro 7 application. Also, our existing large customer has already approved our product and started buying the SDAs for the Euro 7 application. Of course, the volumes are much lower compared to the Euro 6, but the Euro 7 application has already kicked in. And with happening of this and also with the BS6 full implementation happening in China, yes, we expect this will have a very positive impact. And that is why I mentioned on my speech that we expect the sales to be robust over the next few years. This is particularly the key reason why I mentioned that.
Got it. Second, can you help us understand segment by segment, what are the new products we are working and what is the timeline are we looking? So let's start with an SDA. So we are working on Euro 7, which should start in a year or so.
We have completed the development part and also the commercial scale-up of the Euro 7 SDAs. And we supplied one of them, and the second one is now about to get dispatched. So with that, all potential candidates for Euro 7 SDAs are in place with the Tatwachintan as of now.
Got it. And we did mention few more products in SDA bucket. One is high purity product. When are we expected to see some?
So that is what we executed in December. So that is for an plastic application which I had talked about, recovering plastic. So that SDA has already been sent out for a commercial scale plant trial, one HCL lot of material. And this also we expect to hear back from the customer by August or September of 23.
Got it. And in a PASC, how many products we expect to commercialize over next 2 years, say in FY24 and 25?
So one large product, as I mentioned, is already getting into commercial mode. We have second product for which the sample. So this is the first large product which I am mentioning is on a continuous flow chemistry basis. The second product, the samples have been submitted. We expect the results of the samples by end of January, just within the next week or 10 days time. And if these are approved, then we will have an opportunity to supply for a plant scale trial by again July or August of this year. And this will again go into commercialization in 24. So two products, then we are again submitted plant scale trial material for one pharmaceutical intermediate in last quarter. So that we expect to have commercialization by end of 2024. It's a little long shot because the pharma approvals and dossiers and all those things are a little time consuming. So we expect this to be in place by end of 2024. And the one which I am talking about, the new success in the continuous flow chemistry part, which under which we have got opportunity to develop two agro intermediates. So we have just begun our work on developing. So we have completed our work on the continuous flow part. So now we are working on the downstream products, which we expect to start sending samples within next 6 months time frame. So this we can expect by end of 24 or early 25. And that should be the time when we should also be ready with our continuous flow equipments in place. So the timing would be more or less precise for us.
Oh, I was just asking because considering that we are speaking of rupees 8 to 9 billion kind of a revenue by 25,
so
I just wanted to understand, are we being more conservative on the revenue guidance?
See, basically, I don't expect everything to go at a full scale in next 2 years. See, when a customer says, let us say, for example, a potential of 1,000 metric tons, we don't anticipate to reach 1,000 metric tons in a span of 2 years. So it would be a gradual ramp up in next 3 to 4 years time frame. So of course, the opportunity is much larger in terms of revenue, but we are looking at 25, 26, then this, I would say, is a very fair number to estimate. Though it is conservative, but it is a very fair estimate to put in place. And in any case, we will not have enough plant capacities to go beyond that. So for that, the greenfield project has to be developed, and then only it can take us further beyond 900, 950 crores revenue. So, and to have that greenfield project, let us say, assuming from today, will in any case require 30 months to have that in place.
Got it. And Chintanbhai, on the margin side, last time when we did 500 plus million in the revenue on the HDA side, we did a EBITDA margin in excess of 22%. Do you think on a steady state when we go back to, say, with the solvent issue getting resolved, do you expect the company to go back to this 22% plus kind of a margin?
We definitely expect to do that.
Got it. Thanks. That's it from my side.
And to even overcome this solvent, the fluctuating prices in this certain solvents which we are using on a very large scale. So as I had mentioned, last quarter we successfully implemented a technology where we could recover and reuse one of our large solvents, by which potentially we will reduce an effective usage of about 800 metric tons a year for this particular solvent. And now in this quarter we have successfully run trials to recover and reuse our second largest solvent which is in place, and this could also potentially have an impact of about 700 to 800 metric tons a year consumption. So instead of having to dispose of that solvents after use, we'll be able to recover, reuse at the same efficiency levels as a fresh solvent. So that is the technology has been working very well for us.
Fair enough. So probably Q1 of FY24, we will be back to that normal margin run rate what we were doing.
Yeah, but as of today, we have only one system in place which can run one solvent at a time with our this CAPEX plan which is getting over and starting trials. So that is when we will start. So by mid of February, we'll have the second system in place which is already installed at this new plant. So then we can simultaneously effectively recover and reuse both the large volume solvents from the Dahej plant.
Fair enough. And have we started working on the new plant? I guess we have acquired a large land in a non-SEZ. Have you started the process of getting the EC approval and all those things?
EC, we expect to have EC in place in probably next 2 months time frame. So most of the groundwork of EC is done. So we expect to have this in place by March of 23. And internally also we have started, applying, designing concepts of how this plant should be and what kind of infrastructure we want in place. So all those discussions have already begun.
No, because I thought you said it will take 30 months. So it looks like we are running far ahead of the 30 months.
No. Definitely, because see, it's a greenfield project. So once we have EC, only then we can break the ground. So post, completion of this existing infrastructure going on, once we are free from there, then we actually start seriously, designing parameters for what kind of infrastructure precisely we need at the new location. So all those discussions have primarily begun, but the serious talks, I presume, should happen from mid of February onwards.
Got it. Thanks for all the answers and best of luck for the coming quarters.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nirali Gopani from Unique Asset Management LLP. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I just wanted to share my thoughts on the margin side. So in the last call, we had mentioned that, you know, we are not passing the energy cost and the freight cost, and we are bearing this cost to maintain the long-term relationships that we have with our customers. So my concern is how will we deliver on the margins? Because this quarter, this chemicals and other raw materials, that is a price increase. So if you can just share some thoughts on this.
There are multiple factors associated to that. So one of the good part is that freight cost has started coming down from early December. So that is one very good part. So wherever we have not passed on the freight increases, we'll have leverage in terms of margin in those cases. Again, the solvent prices have started to kind of rationalize. So we have seen a sharp peak in certain solvent prices, and then we have seen a drop in solvent prices beginning from December as well. And this seems to be a continuous process, and now solvent prices are kind of coming down to their normal levels. That is one very good aspect, because when you calculate the cost of the product or you negotiate the product pricing for a large volume product to a customer, typically your pricing formula normally involves only the key raw materials, right? So the commodities which you use, for example, let us say you are using caustic somewhere to maintain your pH standards or certain acids or stuff like that, for example, or the solvents. So these are all kind of, ancillary requirements to the main process. So these normally don't become a part of your pricing protocol with the customer. And unfortunately, the raw material prices, more or less, except for bromine is one exception, most of the raw material prices remain pretty much stable, whereas this commodity and solvent prices just shot up by probably more than 200% in so many cases, which had a definitive impact. Now, with these prices of solvents at least coming back, will be a big reprieve for us. So with this, we are pretty confident that we'll be able to again recover our margins back without actually going back to the customer for a price increase. And we have very important customer base coming out from adversely impacted foreign currency zones, so typically the Eurozone and the Yen. And they have seen a sharp appreciation in their currencies, and which made it pretty difficult for them since they were import dependent for certain products, particularly for our SDAs as well. So their cost was shooting up like anything. So it was definitely a goodwill gesture from our side as well. Based on their request, we would have liked to support them. It's a long-term relationship we are looking at and building up a good strength. A strong relationship with these customers for a long term. So it was also kind of a moral responsibility from on our part to kind of absorb if it is possible. So we had taken that. And they have always supported us in our past issues. Whenever we had pricing issues, they have been upfront in supporting us. So now it was a time for us to step up and support them, and we did that.
Right. Actually, sir, the disappointment is because in November we are guided for like the H2 margins will be 20 to 22%, and the difference than what we have reported and what we had guided is pretty huge. So largely the disappointment is on that side.
We will not disappoint you post April, that is for sure. Certain short-term sharp price movements are always very difficult for any manufacturer to handle. If you go through my list of products, a lot of products are based on bromides and the bromine chemistry. So a very sharp movement in a very short span of time. Typically it was roughly about a 20 to 25% spike in bromine prices, which was, came as a big surprise. And this is where, it became difficult for us to manage certain things. But once we know that these are the stable, high price mechanism, then you have an opportunity to go back to the customer and negotiate for the next quarter.
Right.
Typically, pricing are governed more or less on a quarterly basis in most of the cases. So any sharp movements during the quarters always becomes difficult to manage.
Right.
So sometimes you are at a gain, sometimes you are in a tough spot. So this quarter we were in a tough spot, unfortunately.
Right. So Q4, the margin will also be in this range, or we'll see around 20% of EBITDA margin?
We should see a couple of percentage gain in terms of EBITDA margins in Q4. Because still we are, so this quarters we already have certain orders in hand, which will clear up our old SDA inventories in terms of finished good as well as in process material. And we will be completely done with all the old inventories that we have been holding. So we may not have that significant margins of 20 to 23% in Q4, but this is what we expect to resume from Q1 of next financial year.
Okay, fair enough. And also my next question is on the guidance that you are giving for FY26. So in the last call, you had mentioned that there's 4 new products in pharma and agro side. They have a potential to reach 800 to 1000 crore in the next 4 years. So, am I missing something?
So these products at a full scale potential is at 1,000 crores revenue, but you don't achieve this in 1 year. So it will be a gradual ramp up to that levels in next 3 to 4 years time frame. And we'll
then
also
your
require.
It will be too conservative, right?
Not conservative, it is very practical because I have only enough infrastructure in place where I can reach probably 850, 900, 950 crores at max. Then we will run short on the infrastructure. So we will need a new plant to be able to achieve larger volumes and newer products to be manufactured. So that is what now we have seriously started considering. And with the kind of markets that we have seen over last 6 months, you know, so it's little jittery. So we are also very cautious in going ahead with our decision to that. But probably we have no choice, but we have to move ahead with that decision and go for a new CapEx. In a short, probably next couple of quarters is what we should definitely consider.
Right. And so in the last question, you just mentioned that, you know, the stable margin will go back to 22%. Maybe in FY24, but can we go back to the earlier level of 25% say in a year or two?
That, see, basically, see, even the issue when we say the drop in margins, so in even if this quarter, if you realistically see, we have cleared a lot of our inventories rather than actually having larger volume of production. So once you have the rampant production in place, which is occupying your facilities probably 80-85% in place, that is when you actually see a real margin setting in. So again, the reason why I'm saying Q4 we will have some subdued margin is again because we are going to clear off most of the inventories and a lot of plant capacities would still remain idle. And that would not be the case from Q1 because then we have cleared all the backlog inventories and then we'll actually see a rampant production happening in place. So of course when your plants start getting occupied beyond 80% capacities is when your real margins start to kick in. Most of the overheads, you know, a lot of overheads, though some of them kind of feel they are direct cost, but a lot of them, most part of those direct costs are also kind of a fixed cost. So when your productivity goes up, that is where the cost starts getting distributed over various products, and that is where the beauty of margin set in.
Right. And so this last question from my side. So you said that, you know, you will have to raise funds for the greenfield CapEx. So will it be equity, assuming that you will have to bring down your stake also to 75%?
That is probably the most relevant answer because we will be compared to dilute by next mid of next year. So that is definitely the option which we would like to explore.
Great, sir. Great, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you for answering my question.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Padma Raju Mati from SBI Life Insurance. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for taking my question. I hope I'm audible.
Yes, sir.
So my first question is, like, out of our total FTA sales, directly or indirect way, how much of that is dependent on China?
I would say indirectly, roughly about 40%, 40 to 50% is my best guess. I would, honestly speaking, I would not really know the geographies where the end product would be going. So we are the first in the chain. We make the SDA. My customer makes the zeolite. His customer makes the final catalyst. And then this catalyst goes to the chemical, to the automobile company getting fit into the catalytic converter. So honestly speaking, I would not know the answer precisely, but my best guess would be roughly 40 to 50% dependence on the China market as of now. See, when we started producing and when we started getting approvals, we were shielded from the US, Europe, Japan market because those approvals were already in place with my competitor. So we were left with, and that is where we also got the opportunity of, honestly speaking, is when the India and China market opened up. So probably 90 to 100% of the products eventually, you know, made using our SDAs are finding end applications in these two geographies.
Okay.
And this geographical barrier should go away when we move from BS6 to BS7. So we are already in queue for BS7 approvals, getting few approvals already in place, some commercial supplies already started. So BS7 will remove all the geographical barriers for us.
Okay. And my second question is on our costing side. So you highlighted on the costing side. So you highlighted some of the solvents have shot up 2x in last quarter or so. So from the total cost perspective.
Sorry, again, it's not clearly audible. Please repeat the question.
So, is it better now?
Slightly better, yeah.
So, from the total costing perspective, you mentioned the solvents have shot up 2x last quarter. So, out of the total cost, this solvent would form how much portion approximately?
Roughly about, see, basically the challenge is we are into high purity products, right? So when you say solvent typically is not a part of your product, it's not a part of your key raw material, it's an ancillary that you require to produce. But after one time use, your solvent gets contaminated with certain unwanted impurities, which because by virtue of we want to produce high purity substances, we are unable to reuse this solvent. So when I talked about that technology which we have now in place for one solvent and which now we have successfully established for the second solvent as well, the key, see, this could be done by anyone, but the key part in this technology is whether we can recover and make the solvent equally pure as we are buying fresh. So that is what we could establish, and we could have our final or the finished product with the same purity levels. So that was the biggest challenge which we overcome. So ideally speaking, normally we would say about 8 to 10% cost or 12% cost is the solvent cost. But when you are not able to reuse these solvents, then this becomes a significant part of your raw material cost.
Okay. So the reason why I'm asking
is... Sir, the line for you sounds a little muffled. It's not very clear.
Yeah.
May I request you to please use your handset when you're speaking, sir?
Yeah. Is it better now?
Yes, this is much better, sir. Please go ahead.
So, the reason why I was asking this question is, out of the 800 bps gross margin impact quarter on quarter, how much would you actually quantify to inventory loss?
I would have to work out that number precisely, and I can give you that answer offline, probably tomorrow. Bhatraji, you can do that tomorrow? Yeah, we can do that tomorrow.
Okay. Last question from my side. I think I missed the status on the flame retardants project. Can you throw some color there in regarding our commercialization?
Yeah. So here, so now we have got full-scale approval from two customers. Now we are negotiating the price with them. And we are awaiting, we have four approvals still in queue. So we'll start commercially producing them in this quarter, the current quarter, Q4, and we then that would be to execute their plant scale trial materials, right? So it would be a full scale trial supply that would happen to these two customers in in the current quarter. And then we should see commercialization happening from Q1 of 24.
Okay, okay. Fine, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yash Shah from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, very much.
Yes.
Good evening.
Yes, yes. Good evening, sir. Sir, my first question was regarding margins itself. Sir, since we have such high gestation period, wherein we start from lab scale, then pilot scale, and then plant trials, very high gestation period. So are we already in talks with few of our major customers to basically shift from 3 months to 6 months campaign orders and move to cost plus model, since the fluctuation in the solvent prices hampers our margins significantly? So are we already in talks for that?
No, most of our, you know, the large customers' business is already driven by a certain price model. But usually solvents or the ancillary chemicals or the commodities never become a part of, or not even the freight cost, okay? So freight cost or packaging material cost or the solvents or the commodities don't become a part of the pricing formula. Usually the key raw materials is where it becomes a part of the pricing formula. So whenever you have such severe adverse movements in solvent pricing, only then we are able to go back to the customer and request for price increase. So even as of today, you know, despite of having this experience of last eight, 9 months of having adverse pricing cycles in solvents or commodities, still it's not a fair practice to include them in a part of your pricing formula. So usually the pricing is governed by your two or three key raw materials which contribute, let us say, about 60% of the RMC, total RMC. And that is what is the negotiating platform which is set. And these prices can be, you know, probably governed or monitored on some international platforms where it's a fair play for us. So it's not that I go and say that the price has increased, for example, the bromine price. Then it is visible at most of the exchanges, chemical exchanges, or prices is fairly available, you know, globally, that what is the price increase in bromine kind of stuff, you know. So still solvents or the commodities are not part of the pricing formula, and probably it's never going to be that way. Got and it. Not with us only, probably with most of the chemical companies, specialty chemical companies, yeah.
Right. So the only way we can mitigate that is by acquiring technologies like how we've done for the two key solvents, the large solvents, right? Understood, sir. So my, another question was regarding the PASC segment. Now, if you see quarterly, the segment looks under pressure. From which end user industry did we face this pressure, or is it just cyclical in nature?
It is not actually cyclical. We are second supplier to one of the. There are two key products where we have seen some impact. One of them is a US customer into pharmaceutical segment which have postponed their orders up to April. So the November, December orders have been postponed up to April. And there is another large agrochemical customers who had some pending orders from their key Chinese supplier. These containers got stuck because of this lockdowns and stuff. So unfortunately, all these containers, about 6 or 7 containers of product, hit the Indian shores at a time in October. So then they had to actually stop buying from us in November and December, which has again come back to a normal pace. So our supplies as well as our competitors, Chinese competitors' supplies, are now streamlined. So now we are seeing a kind of a streamlined business again back from January.
Understood.
So it was just a timing phenomena that was causing this little up and down.
Okay, okay. So we can expect to be basically the revenue to go back to 40-45 crores in H1 FY24, right? That understanding will be right, sir. Hello?
Perfect, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, okay. Sir, my next question was regarding electrolyte salts. Previous quarter, we had mentioned that we had gotten approval from one customer, which was from supercapacitor batteries, and we were in talks with another customer for energy storage, if I'm not wrong. Sir, has there been any kind of update on that part?
So the energy storage customer, we have already supplied the plant trial material to them, and we expect them to run this product into their energy storage systems, and we should have a feedback in probably next couple of months. And see, basically they have been awarded certain projects by the US government to set up certain energy storage plants across multiple locations in US, and they are also running their trials with whatever the US Energy Department or XYZ, and they expect their approvals to be in place from July or August of this current year. So post that, they will have these projects in place and this should start to roll. So we are expecting very good business from this customer post approval, probably from September onwards. And the second customer where we supplied the electrolyte salts, which got fortunately approved, and they actually liked the quality and they insisted whether Tatvachintan can actually help them to supply the electrolyte solution. So it's the same customer where we got approval for the electrolyte salt for the supercapacitor application is where we have now successfully supplied the electrolytic solution. So this is the first time where we have successfully made and achieved the desired quality of this electrolyte solution. So until now, we have only been into the salt areas, never made any kind of solutions. But this is the first time where we have now successfully produced the desired quality of the electrolyte solution. And based on that, now we have a request from yet another customer in Far East where they are also looking for the products from Tatvachintan in the solution form, not the salt form.
Right. So as it is, we had expertise in the salt. Now all we need is solvents
and
additives.
This is quite, solvents, additives and a super, I would say a super special handling systems where, you know, because we are talking of absolute dry products. We are talking of moistures below 10 parts per million, which is, you know, even if you let it expose for 5 seconds to the atmosphere, then these products would not meet the quality requirements. So that is the kind of systems we have already successfully deployed on the pilot scale, and now we are working on converting this into a plant scale because we are expecting the once we have this approval of the pilot material which we have recently supplied, and we are expecting to have a plant scale trial order for about 8 to 10 metric tons of this electrolyte solution. But we don't have the necessary infrastructure in place as of today, and we are working in that direction.
Right. That was going to be my next question, sir. Right now, say in SDA, we have about 4 products which are mostly in approval stage, which are in lab and pilot scale, right? So do we have it in electrolyte salt and SDA as well, a couple of products. As we are going to basically commercialize new R&D facilities, so that will accommodate the newer products where you want to work on, or the newer products wherein you will get a request from the customers. So don't you see this becoming a challenge when you have to convert it to a plant scale from lack of infrastructure? Because we targeted to basically raise money after a couple of quarters, and then the commissioning will start, which will take about, greenfield expansion will take about another year or so, 8 to 10 months. So that was
my question. SDAs, not for SDAs or electrolyte salts, that is not a challenge. We have enough capacities already in place. The challenge is only for running the newer type of chemistries, particularly the continuous flow chemistry that we are talking about. So we will have enough space in our current plant location, the existing Dahej plant location where we are. So we have enough space probably to just include 2 continuous flow chemistries at a full scale. So there could be a possibility to include a third one. But then these continuous flow chemistry products are not the final product that we are going to sell. So this becomes the key starting raw materials for the downstream products. That is where we will start facing challenges. That is the reason why we will have to start looking for a new infrastructure, which we cannot probably accommodate on this existing site.
Understood, sir. My last question from my side, sir. If you can tell me the name of the solution, sir, the electrolyte solution which we'll be making, if you can provide some information on the chemistry and the additives and solvent if possible.
No, that is not possible. It's basically an NDA with our customer as well. So it's the kind of, you know, the additives that they require, it's a shared information that we have from them, the solvent which is being used. So it's a coded solution that we are selling to them.
Is it, sir, like in the case of
Involves, for example, just to give you a brief, yeah. This involves, you know, chemistries like quaternary compound, which is then eventually converted to high purity SDA. This high purity SDA is then converted into a high purity electrolyte salt. And then this salt is converted into a formulation which is an electrolytic solution.
Okay, okay. Actually, I was trying to understand from the lines of the electrolyte salt, like the LiPF6, which we make for lithium batteries. So I was trying to understand on those lines, like which chemistry will be used. I understood, sir. Thank you so much, sir.
And the challenge which you have in LiPF6 is a salt, and then you have an LiPF6 electrolyte solution. So few companies would be able to make the salt, but very select few companies would be able to make the desired quality of solution. So we are talking right now, we are talking about venturing into electrolyte solution part.
Understood, sir. Thank you. Thank you for answering all my questions, sir, and all the best for the next quarters. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from Rohit Nagraj from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is, we have indicated about 400 to 450 crores of additional revenues over the next 3 years. What would be the expected composition of the same across our four segments, PTC, electrolyte salts, PAC and NDAs?
I'll have to work that out precisely and give you a number offline. But typically the electrolyte business is expected to pick up really very fast, followed by a pickup in the PAC segment. So PAC segments, we are on the approval stages. We will be supplying a few containers of product for full plant scale approval during this year of 2023. So probably by mid of 24 is when we kick in the commercial supplies. And this would be, you know, a stage-wise increase going there. Whereas in PAC, we see a very strong demand growing exponentially over years. So this is something very difficult to digest, but that is what actually the industry is looking for. So that is one of the segments that will grow very fast over the next 3 years. And PAC is another segment which will grow. And of course, the SDA is bound to grow with the new approvals and the BS7 kicking in. So we'll also see a decent growth in this that area as well.
Correct. Got it, sir. So second question is in terms of the potential new greenfield project. So what would be our focus area, at least in the initial part, and any ballpark estimate in terms of the size of the project and maybe investments across different segments?
Probably this is more, we will have some kind of a safety production facility, you know, offering a security of supply to customers for all the segments. So a part of this facility would have SDAs as well, electrolyte salts as well. But the most focused area for this facility would be to have continuous flow chemistries and downstream products made out of there. So that is what would be the key area of focus in the new facility.
Right, right. And here again, from an overall customer point of view, will it be predominantly for the exports market, or will it be a combination of both domestic and exports?
Combination of both, and that is the reason why we opted to buy a land. This new piece of land is not within the SEZ. It is out. It is in the Dahej Industrial Park, but it is outside of the SEZ. The idea behind that was the products that we are into have potentials both into exports as well as into the domestic area.
Right, sir. Got it. Thank you so much for answering the question, and best of luck, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was our last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the Managing Director, Mr. Chintan Shah, for the closing comments. Over to you, sir.
On behalf of the management, I thank you all for joining us on our earnings call. We appreciate your continuous support and trust on Tatvachintan. We commit to deliver and see the market for our products improve going forward. We hope that we have been able to address most of your queries. You may reach out to Mr. Ashok Bothra, our CFO, or our investor relation partner ENY for any further queries that you may have, and they will connect with you offline. Thank you, Mr. Sanjesh Ji, for hosting our call. Thank you and have a great evening, everyone.
Thank you. On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.